KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, Devin Marble scored 27 points, including 22 in the opening half, as the Iowa Hawkeyes posted a 103-41 victory over Abilene Christian in a game heard here on KJA on Sunday. The Hawkeyes wasted little time in taking control with an early 18-2 run.
We watched film against them against Maryland, and they were winning at the half and a couple of minutes into the second half, and we wanted to come in and just set the tone as a team and let them know we were here and we were gonna be physical, and we ended up taking it to him.
Marble had a big scoring outing after Coach Fran McCaffrey moved him from the point to the off guard spot.
The thing is, I think he wanted me to be more aggressive, to look to score on the wing and get out in transition and finding guys and still being a playmaker, but just doing it from the wing position.
Iowa had 25 assists and only 5 turnovers in that contest.
You know, for us, their three-point shooting was a concern when you look at the fact that they made 10 threes in the first 25 minutes at Maryland. They go 3 for 23, so we defended the line. We held them 26%, out-rebounded them, forced 19 turnovers. You know, so there's a few others, but you're right. 25 assists in 5 turns, that's going to win you a lot of games.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey, who says pressure defense helped establish the early pace.
So we start trapping it and creating some offense with our defense, got them out of sync a little bit, and then we took it off and pressed them at full court, really extended our three-quarter court pressure to full court, and they had trouble with that. Got a couple violations, a couple steals, and buckets. So, again, you know, the defense was really good start to finish with everybody locked in.
Peter Jock had 15 points. Gabe Olashaney and Zach McCabe each had 10 as the Hawkeyes improved to 4-0 with that victory. Iowa State outscored 7th-ranked Michigan 23-10 to close out the game as the Cyclones posted a 77-70 win over the Wolverines in Ames yesterday. Melvin Edgem came back from a knee injury just in time as he finished with 22 points and 9 rebounds, helping ISU improve to 3-0.
It's great to be back. It's great to be playing with these guys. Great group of guys. It's just fun, after hearing that you might miss a couple weeks of your senior season, to get back early and to play it. And to contribute to an important win to the season, it's just amazing, and I thank God and the training staff for helping me get back so quickly.
Edgem says he went hard in practice leading up to the game,
and I think that really prepared me. I started moving. I wasn't afraid to move my feet and get up and down, and I was so excited that I was able to control it. And I think that I went out today and didn't play afraid and just played and had fun.
Iowa State coach Fred Hoiberg says it was a big win for the program.
Get back from a late dinner last night and look on social media and you see people camping out, our students outside of Hilton. And, that's just awesome. Shows how excited people were for this. You got the runner-up in the national championship coming into our building, team that handed it to us a couple of years ago in Ann Arbor. And just a phenomenal win, all the way around. I just can't tell you how proud of him of our guys.
Michigan led for much of the game, and they had a 9-point advantage in the opening half.
The thing I told him after the game is just how proud I was of him for bouncing back from adversity on 2 different occasions. Called a couple timeouts. I think we turned it over 4 straight times coming out of the break. And they were capitalizing on it and scoring on it. Calmed down, and then they stretched it back up to 8. Called another timeout. The game could have gone one of 2 ways. And, I'm glad our guys pulled out of it and found a way to pull back in.
Naz Long had 16 points. DeAndre Kane added 13 in that victory for the Cyclones. Elsewhere in the top 25 yesterday, number 1 Kentucky beat Robert Morris 87-49. Belmont pulled the shocker, beating number 12 North Carolina 83-80. Number 15 Gonzaga beat Oakland 82-67. 19th rated UConn over Boston University 77-60. Indiana State topping number 21 Notre Dame 83-70. Number 22 New Mexico beat Charleston Southern 109-93. And 23rd rated Baylor topping Louisiana Lafayette 87-68. Well, Jack Taylor renewed his membership in the Century Club as Taylor scored 109 points for Division III Grinnell College on Sunday, shooting 24 for 48 on three-pointers in a 173-123 win over Crossroads. The 5'10 guard from Black River Falls, Wisconsin, set an NCAA record for any level by scoring 138 points last November 20th in a 179-104 win over Faith Baptist Bible College. The only other player to score more than 109 in an NCAA game was Rio Grande's Clarence Bevo Francis, who had 113 against Hillsdale in 1954. Against Crossroads, Taylor was 35 of 70 overall from the field. He also made 15 of 17 foul shots. Taylor scored 70 points in the Pioneers' 144-99 victory Friday in their season opener against Finlandia. First two games of the season, Taylor averaging 90 points per game. In the NBA yesterday, it was Portland over Toronto in overtime, 118-110. Memphis beat Sacramento 97-86. The LA Lakers topping Detroit 114-99. In the National Hockey League Sunday, Columbus beat Ottawa 4-1. Washington over St. Louis 4-1. Los Angeles beat the New York Rangers 1-0. It was Chicago over San Jose 4-1. Dallas 2-1 over Vancouver. And Minnesota 2-1 winners over Winnipeg. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
And then there were none. The Kansas City Chiefs have become the last NFL team to suffer a loss this season, and their hold on first place in the AFC West also evaporated with a 27-17 loss to the Broncos in Denver. Peyton Manning didn't appear bothered by the ankle injury that he aggravated against San Diego last weekend, throwing for 323 yards, a touchdown, and no interceptions. Manning hit Julius Thomas for a 9-yard score to put the Broncos ahead 10-0 in the first quarter. Rookie Monte Ball rushed for 2 touchdowns, and No'Shawn Moreno had 79 yards on 27 carries. Alex Smith passed for 2 touchdowns, but he was just 21 of 45 for 230 yards as the Chiefs dropped to 9-1, and that ties them with Denver atop the AFC West. Elsewhere in the NFL Sunday, Arizona beat Jacksonville 27-14. Tampa Bay outscored Atlanta 41-28. Chicago downed Baltimore in overtime 23-20. It was Cincinnati over Cleveland 41-20. Pittsburgh topping Detroit 37-27. Buffalo beat the New York Jets 37-14. Oakland over Houston 28-23. Philadelphia beat Washington 24-16. Miami over San Diego 20-16. The New York Giants topping Green Bay 27-13. Seattle beat Minnesota 41-20. And New Orleans edging San Francisco 23-20. Well, the Broncos have confirmed that interim coach Jack Del Rio interviewed for the head coaching job at Southern California during Denver's bye week. The interview took place November 1st, a day before Broncos coach John Fox fell ill while golfing in North Carolina, and his doctors determined that he needed to move up his scheduled heart surgery. Del Rio played his college ball at Southern Cal and went 69-73 in 8-plus seasons as the head coach in Jacksonville from 2003 to 2011. Well, the Ravens say the general manager Ozzie Newsome will remain in Chicago because he was not feeling well. The organization issued a statement saying the team doctor recommended that Ozzie not fly last night, although the extent of his illness was not clear. Alabama and Florida State remain 1-2 in the latest BCS standings, but number 4 Baylor has closed the gap on Ohio State. The Buckeyes are ahead of the Bears in both the Harris and the USA Today coaches polls, but behind Baylor in the computer rankings. The combined average of the 6 computer rankings has the Bears 3rd, with Alabama and Florida State tied for 1st. Ohio State is 5th in the computers. Stanford dropped from 4th to 9th with Saturday's loss to Southern Cal in the BCS standings. Baylor is past Ohio State and into 3rd in the newest Associated Press college football poll. The Bears moved up after a 60-34 win over Texas Tech, and the Buckeyes' 60-35 triumph over struggling Illinois. Alabama still tops the poll after receiving 55 first-place votes. Second-ranked Florida State claimed 5 first-place votes. Oregon is 5th, followed by Auburn, Clemson, Missouri, and Texas A&M. Stanford dropped from 5th to 10th in the AP poll. Well, the appropriateness of an Iowa Lottery scratch game with ties to college football in the state is being questioned. The Des Moines Register reports some lawmakers and professors are questioning whether state universities should help promote gambling. The debate is focused on the Tailgater game that offers a chance to win packages to attend football games at Iowa, Iowa State, and Northern Iowa. Iowa psychology professor Elizabeth Altmaier says she thinks it's wrong for the universities to be associated with any aspect of gambling. The NCAA recommends that schools avoid deals like this in its best practices guidance, but it doesn't strictly prohibit them. Public documents show Iowa will get $75,000 this season for the lottery promotion. Iowa State will get $60,000 and Northern Iowa will receive $20,000. And Jimmy Johnson is NASCAR's top driver for the sixth time in 8 years. Johnson's ninth place finish at Homestead Miami Speedway was good enough for him to clinch the Sprint Cup title by 19 points over Matt Kenseth. He's now chasing the mark of 7 titles held by Richard Petty and the late Dale Earnhardt. Kenseth kept himself in position to steal the title should Johnson experience any troubles in the season-ending race. But that didn't happen. Kenseth led a race-high 144 laps before he finished second to Denny Hamlin. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.